Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Stories This Moment podcast is brought to you by TNC Network. TNC offers content and media that informs, helps, heals, educates, as well as inspires. TNC.network. News you can use.
Hello and welcome to the Stories This Moment podcast. I'm your host, Rod Washington, and today we'll be talking with a cyclist who is planning to travel the American Sunbelt. His name is Lewis Kohler. We'll talk with him, and we'll talk about other recent events that are happening around the TNC universe. This is episode 6 of our podcast. This past fall, we had the pleasure of talking with a young man who is from Germany. He went to school out here for a little bit, and he went back to Germany. Now he's back to attempt a cycling trip on his bicycle across the American Sunbelt. He's going from California, where I do believe he started out in San Diego, and he's making his way to Florida. We caught up with him when he was in New Mexico, and he happened to be hanging out with our friend here at TNC / Stories This Moment, Mike Sleva. And we got a chance to talk with him, and here is the interview.
So my name is Lewis Kohler. I live in Germany. I'm 18 years old. I graduated high school this spring.
Lewis was born near Frankfurt, Germany. His family moved to America when he was 4 years old, and they settled in the suburbs of Indianapolis, Indiana, where he went to school until the age of 12.
I lived in Indiana for 8 years. That's why I speak English fairly well.
Now 18 and graduated from high school, Lewis is now at the crossroads of life, like most teenagers around the world after entering adulthood.
I don't really know what I want for my life really yet, because I'm still pretty young. And there are a lot of options, and I'm just trying to figure out what I want. And I think this is just, it's kind of a buffer and time for me to learn about myself and about the world and what I do want to do in life.
Before making that life decision, he had the idea of exploring the American Sunbelt and recently embarked on that ambitious goal. He is riding his bike from Southern California to Florida.
It's something that people have been doing for quite a while. And my dad did some bicycle touring over in Europe when he was younger. That's kind of where I got the idea. And I've been backpacking a lot throughout the years in Europe. When I graduated high school, I guess I had some time on my hands and I decided to do this.
Lewis's cycling journey began in San Diego. And so far, he made his way to New Mexico. Lewis talks about how he came to a chance meeting with Mike and Karen Sleva.
I just biked into New Mexico, and I was coming down the 180, and I stopped at a gas station just to buy a drink, and I was sitting outside. I wanted to continue into Silver City that day, but I met a woman. We started talking, and I was like, I'm kind of looking for a place to sleep down the road, or do you know any place? And then she says, well, I know this place, and she told me about the Gila Oak Land Trust. Just head down there, very friendly people there, and this is where Mike lives, so that's how I met Mike. Just coincidence, and I've been here for a week now. I think I wanted to say only one night, but I really enjoyed it here, and yeah, I'm not really on a time schedule.
Lewis elaborates on his activities and interests in scouting.
I'm into biking. I'm also into scouting. I do a lot of scouting in Germany, like the Boy Scouts in America. So similar systems or organization in Germany that I'm a part of. And I'm very active there. I lead groups. We go camping a lot, and a lot of my backpacking has been done with the Scouts. So that was one of the reasons I was fairly confident going into this, because I've spent a lot of time just out and about traveling without too many amenities.
What do you plan to do after the cycling trip?
One of the things I do when I get back to Germany is I want to do a lot of different internships, just a couple of weeks at a time, to kind of figure out what I want to do in just different fields. And if I go into a trade, maybe carpentry is something that really interests me. And I kind of do it a lot in my free time, just building things, and I'm not too good at it, but I think it's nothing I can't learn.
Lewis gives insight on the people and places he has encountered so far on his journey and his thoughts about American culture.
But it's still different than what I expected. I never really put it into words, but it's been different because I didn't expect to meet so many different people. I guess that's one thing. I was expecting it to be more about the biking, but it's really become about the people that I have been meeting. And it sounds very cliche, you know, but it really has been very interesting. And when I'm on the road, I'm not thinking about, you know, the next natural scenery or next road or next city. It's about finding the next people to talk to meet. And sometimes I've made it a point, every little store I pass, every convenience store, I go in and talk to the people. And that's given me a kind of view on how a lot of people live and their personalities, and just how different people think and how different people just are.
And we hope to follow up with Lewis and see how his journey progressed. You can see the full video on our website, tnc.network, and our YouTube page for TNC, the Lukunda Lewis Kohler cycling across the Sun Belt. As we stated in our previous episode of this podcast, we celebrate Black History all year long, not just one month. So in the remaining episodes of this season of the podcast, we will present Black History short subjects like the ones we are presenting right now.
Patricia Arabath was an American ophthalmologist, inventor, humanitarian, and academic. She was an early pioneer of laser cataract surgery. She also became the first woman member of the Jules Stein Eye Institute, first woman to lead a postgraduate training program in ophthalmology, and first woman elected to the honorary staff of the UCLA Medical Center. Bath was the first African-American person to serve as a resident in ophthalmology at New York University. She was also the first African-American woman to serve on staff as a surgeon at the UCLA Medical Center. Bath was the first African-American woman doctor to receive a patent for a medical purpose. The holder of 5 patents, she also founded the nonprofit American Institute for the Prevention of Blindness in Washington, D.C. Bath was also recognized for her philanthropic work in the field of ophthalmology by President Barack Obama. In 2009, she was on stage with President Obama and was put on his commission for digital accessibility to blind children. In April 2019, Bath testified in a hearing called The Trailblazers and Lost Einsteins, Women Inventors and the Future of American Innovation at the Senate Office Building in Washington, D.C., where Bath had shown the gender disparities in the STEM field and lack of female inventors. Bath died on May 30, 2019, at the University of California, San Francisco Medical Center from cancer-related complications, at age 76. Thurgood Marshall was an American lawyer and civil rights activist who served as Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States from October 1967 until October 1991. Marshall was the court's first African-American justice. Prior to his judicial service, he successfully argued several cases before the Supreme Court, including Brown v. Board of Education. Born in Baltimore, Maryland, Marshall graduated from the Howard University School of Law in 1933. He established a private legal practice in Baltimore before founding the NAACP Legal Defense and Educational Fund, where he served as executive director. In that position, he argued several cases before the Supreme Court, including Smith v. Allwright, Shelley v. Kramer, and Brown v. Board of Education, the latter of which held that racial segregation in public education is a violation of the Equal Protection Clause. In 1961, President John F. Kennedy appointed Marshall to the United States Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit. 4 years later, President Lyndon B. Johnson appointed Marshall as the United States Solicitor General. In 1967, Johnson successfully nominated Marshall to succeed retiring Associate Justice Tom C. Clark as an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States. Marshall retired during the administration of President George H.W. Bush and was succeeded by Clarence Thomas.
You can catch more videos and clips like these on our TNC.network Black History page. That's TNC.network/Black History.
Pickleball is one of the fastest growing sports and is taking the U.S. by storm. Our Mike Sliva is prepared to walk you through the basics and also provide the latest news on the sport with his Sleeve Senior Pickleball Report, coming soon to TNC. That's Sleeve Senior Pickleball Report, right here on TNC Network. Check with us for day and time.
I would like to thank you all for coming by and listening to us. That is it for this episode of the Stories This Moment podcast. I'd like to thank Lewis Kohler for stopping by and giving us an interview. I'd like to thank you for stopping by and listening to us. By the way, to stay updated with TNC and Stories This Moment, you can subscribe to our newsletter at tnc.network/newsletter.
TNC is a group of bloggers with the collective goal of providing content and media that informs, helps, heals, educates, as well as inspires. We are not a source of hard news or partisan political commentary. We cover a personal side of the news, offering insight into hobbies, food and drink, guy, pop culture events, indie films and entertainment, science and technology, community service and social justice, travel, and also leisure. TNC offers hundreds of informative videos. Please visit us at tnc.network. And please subscribe to our newsletter. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram. TNC, news you can use. You have been listening to the Stories This Moment podcast, which is a part of TNC Network. Thanks for listening. Please subscribe to get the latest episodes. We look forward to seeing you next time right here on the Stories This Moment podcast.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.